Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:39 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning. How are we doing this morning?
We're here.
Looking good.
2 weeks in a row, you're on a rampage.
Yeah, now. I'm back on track here. So,
well, it's not sun shining, but it's not bad out there today.
I think it's going to be later today. We had some little rain showers move in, and that thing we always talk about where the clouds part kind of did it this morning.
Did it rain last night?
A little bit. I saw in my truck.
It looked wet, though, but I didn't see it here this time.
I didn't look at my rain gauge, but it did have some rain last night. But we had some rain this week, which was needed. So
we had pretty good rain Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Rained hard for about an hour.
I love that. Just hearing it. It was hitting the roof at the store and slowing business down a little bit where I can clean my desk a little bit. You like days when it rained when you worked?
No, we were just as busy as we were when it wasn't.
Well, like I said, you're doing other stuff. You're getting that desk.
Oh.
I remember going in there looking at your desk. It looks like mine had stuff everywhere. And
I get it cleaned up on Monday and it was a wreck by Wednesday.
Yeah, it is.
It's a wreck now.
But it's a good temperatures out there. It's getting still cool at night. Had some 60s at night the last couple of times, which I've been telling people that's good for the warm season grass. They want to know when it's turning green. I like, well, when it gets warm at night, you know, it turns green.
So. Mine's been green for a while now.
Yeah, not really green. I mean, yours is in a good place maybe, but need some constant temperatures, 60s at night and 85 in a day. And
I need time to get the fertilizer on it.
Yeah, fertilizer needs to go on there and get it on. So
he's down in Savannah. He can't do that.
Oh, really? Well, you can call me. I'll be glad to come over here and put it out for you.
But it's
I won't charge you too much.
All that matters right now is her peonies blooming.
That's right. Yeah, she showed us a beautiful picture this morning.
It had blooms, but it didn't bloom much last year.
Yeah, very good, man. I'm kind of excited this morning. I've known this guy for years, and Steve has too. We both worked with him a lot.
We met once.
We've drank some beers together and stuff.
I knew his grandfather better than
him. Yeah, I knew his father-in-law. Father-in-law helped me out and a lot of people in Rock Hill out. So kind of gets me excited on the radio because we come every week and somebody new comes on and kind of gets you. Hey, this is a real radio show, man. A lot of people are going to be listening. So, and one of our favorite guests out there, Dale Dove, is related to this guy. And he listens every morning, every Saturday morning, even when he's on vacation. So we've invited Mark Hamrick to be on the show with us today. So good morning, Mark.
I'm happy to be here with all the heard we worldwide. So
Yeah, made him back up a little bit.
Believe it or not, we are because of the last one is on the internet.
Yeah.
And I had a lady show up at the office one day and said, "That your show is so great. And my son listens to it every Saturday." Her son was in Korea.
Okay.
In the Army. Yeah. And he had a bunch of buddies from South Carolina, and they all sat in his little thing and watched us every week.
So we do talk about a little more than gardening sometimes. Yeah, sometimes we don't even get on gardening.
I heard you don't talk about any gardening.
You've been talking to Manny Kimmel. You don't talk to the wrong one. Talk to Sheila, his wife.
Yeah.
She thinks we walk on water.
Yeah, that's all. Hopefully
Dale's in New Zealand, so maybe he's listening.
Is he?
Yeah, he's.
Wow.
And then a shout out to his brother, Ken Dove, my brother-in-law.
So, okay. Yeah.
He's one of y'all's four.
I know. I used to play golf with Ken some and see him out on Friday night sometimes and said, "Are you going to be on there tomorrow?" "Yep, we're going to be on there." And we're talking about Mr. Chitwood was the one, his father-in-law. And Miss Chitwood is canned some of the best vegetables I've ever had in my life. She'd bring me some.
Woman could cook. Oh, man. No doubt about that.
She'd bring me some canned green beans and
Miss Bobby loves to cook them green beans.
Yeah. But awesome. They were a big landscape family. Mark used to run a nursery called Exterior Expressions.
Yes.
Is that right? Yep. And for many years.
I don't know if it was a nursery or a landscape company. I never
I stole it from y'all. It's called Landscaping and Nursery.
Well, if you grow the stuff and you have it there, why wouldn't you put it in the, if somebody asked you to put it in the ground, why wouldn't you do that?
It started out as a nursery, but it changed two or three times to landscaping back to the nursery.
In all honesty, I bought a cow pasture in Newport, and then I go around the corner, and these cats I didn't even know was planting red tips in a cow pasture on Museum Road. That's how far back we go. That was a long time ago.
In the 70s.
I remember you were behind Newport Hardware, I forgot about you being right there. So if,
nice place.
Nobody knows about Newport Hardware. It's where the new Burger King is in Newport over there.
But the thing is, with him, he had a drawing of what he wanted to do, and it would have been a top-notch garden center.
Yeah, and you live right there across the street, so that was kind of convenient.
We moved there because
it's
we lived in Oakwood Acres, and we moved to. I had the land out there. And
Pennington.
We moved to Pennington.
Yeah.
Pennington Meadows.
Yep.
What's funny, I didn't realize y'all's nurseries were that close together when you first started.
So
Miles maybe or something, 2.5 miles.
He brought trailer loads of mulch. They'd come and he wasn't there. So they'd call me and wouldn't know if I'd take it, and I would. So he'd get mad and not ship to him anymore.
Well, I had a lady tell me, you're never going to stay in business if you keep the gate locked. Now, she didn't realize I was locked it to keep people like her out. We sold to landscapers. And I'd like to sell a truckload. I don't even want to sell one plant.
Well, great. Well, we're going to take our first break, and we'll be right back to talk more about landscaping and nurseries.
On the Gardener's Bench.
This is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather holds, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I want to know, have you ever seen?
Back to the gardener's bench now. In the old days, we just worked right through the rain. Really,
yeah.
Slow down. The only time I made them slow down was when lightning.
Well, we were out there working in the rain Thursday, and it was fine. It was cool and wasn't cold. Cold and out working in the rain, different than this rain.
Oh, that stinks. I remember those days.
Mark, you got wet in the rain before?
Basically, you cut a hole in a mulch bag.
Yeah.
3 cubic foot mulch bag, yeah. Put 2 armholes in the neck hole and put it there on and keep working. That's what we did, right?
Poncho.
Got to get paid.
Those rainy days are good. I enjoy them.
Well,
I don't mind getting wet.
And back in the old days, I'm talking 40 years ago, 35, whatever, people was, if they planned to come see you on Saturday, and it rained, they still come see you.
Yeah.
But if they planned not to come see you because it's going to rain and the weather forecast, right? You couldn't change your mind with dynamite. They weren't coming. So.
Well, that's one thing that it amazes me that people, I mean, I think when you get your iPhone, it has a weather app on there, but it amazes me that people don't know what the weather is going to do. I mean, it's, even some landscapers that come in, I say, y'all ready for that rain? Like, what? It's going to rain? Like, if I had to plan my whole life around doing something, I would know what the weather was. But
I used to not pay attention to it because it was wrong most of the time.
Yeah.
But I guess the Fox and Charlotte, they got Queen City News now, pinpoint weather. They changed the thing, and they're pretty accurate now.
Yeah.
Except I don't get it. They're talking 60% to tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, that's still 40%.
Yeah, but I could come at 1 a.m. in the morning and be sunny in the 10 o'clock. So.
Well, it's 20% on Tuesday and 30% the rest of the week. It's still an 80 or 70% chance that it won't rain.
Yeah. Well, the best landscapers and lawn care people are the ones who just plan to get up and go to work.
That's what we did.
If it happens to rain, then you can change your plan, but just get up.
Tommy always complained about sending them out and having to bring them back, but it only happened about 4 or 5 times in 40 years.
Yeah. Well, these younger people ask me, how do you get ahead? How do you make it in life? And me and my wife have told people all the time, you get up and go. You get up and go to work. Three people sitting right here. I mean, that's what you did every morning, didn't you?
Every day.
Yeah, you didn't say, I'm just going to kick back today, not do nothing. So what? How long ago was it when you started then?
1977. 77. 82 is when I actually was considered a real business. I got a license.
It is a lifestyle. That's right.
And I was 19 then, but I actually was raking pine needles and selling them to the people in the neighborhood when I was 11. I found out you could get paid for hard work.
Yeah. That's kind of cool, and you can't get it out of your system, man. So my parents had me out there in the garden and cutting the grass, and I was a golfer. You know, I love playing golf, but a lot of me on the golf course was looking at the grass and all the stuff and the mowers and
I was 12 years old. I went to my dad and said, what about an allowance? He said, what do you mean an allowance? I said, well, all the other kids are getting allowances. He said, son, you're allowed to live here. It never came up
again. That's where the word allowed came from.
To this day, it has never come up again.
Really? Yeah. And you're a happy young man.
You knew my dad. He didn't put up with much junk.
Exactly.
I don't think I ever met your dad.
You met him.
Did I?
Should have.
I don't know if I did or not.
Back in the day, they were living in Hartsville, South Carolina. They came up here every Saturday.
Yeah.
He did that for years. He wanted to get away from the phone, and he'd pull in. What he did today is go find something, and he'd
come help you.
He'd be on the tractor doing something.
Oh, that's good. Gave him an outlet.
Well, once he got promoted to sit behind the desk, he
didn't like it.
I being outside doing stuff.
Yeah.
But my mom was a go-getter.
Yeah.
Yeah, she stayed on our case all the time.
I remember.
You got to crawl before you walk because my knees would slap more out.
Well, I wonder why you're successful right there. You had a good mom and dad that stayed on you.
That's why I'm the perfect husband. My mom had me trained before she came around.
Hang on, Rhonda. I think one of her eyes got stuck rolling. She rolled her eyes there. He said he was a perfect husband.
She can't hear me.
There's a lot of people laughing out there right now.
I am. She said, I said I do, and she said you used to.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to save you here.
Yeah, we're going to go to break. I'm going to be right back with a perfect husband and 2 other landscapers.
It's all right.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
Okay, fire on the mountain, we're back to the gardener's bench. And we do need to talk quick about gardening. I talked to some people this week who were real smart and planted their gardens a month or two ago. They had to plant them again this week.
Well, last Sunday, I guess Easter Sunday, I got all my garden planted. So got all the
kind of stuff.
So.
I told you to wait till Easter.
But I did. Didn't I just say that?
He had tomato plants put in a half tall and killed them back to the ground.
Oh, really?
Not the first freeze, the second one. The second one's the one they didn't warn us about.
Yeah. Well, it's time now for, I mean, everybody's got some good looking plants. We got some plants in there finally. We have just been so busy. People have been coming in. Where's your plants? But, man, I'm not the kind of store that can bring these things in and out. So, I mean, once I get them, I need to be out there and
why not
go to somebody's car, because I got a few other things going on. I got other irons in the fire.
Well, it's nothing. This business is like printing money. It's what I always heard. But you know,
yeah,
how much stuff you know? You got to feed it and water it. Bugs eat it.
Yeah,
the heat kills it. Yeah. Cold kills it. Yeah. People kill it.
Everything.
Oh, it's a money maker. It's
deer's eat it.
And all the other animals eat it. And all that's in my contract too. We're not responsible.
Yeah. No callbacks.
Yeah. He doesn't have a problem because he's into the hardscapes.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right. But trust me, things happen to hardscapes too. They get discolored and efflorescence and all kind of stuff can happen if it sits there too long. So.
Well, for a year, you couldn't get the cap block.
Yeah, I know. Well, I get blamed for a lot of stuff I don't make. That's kind
of... He sold trailer loads of block, and people installed them, but they couldn't get the cap.
Yeah, I guess the company I buy from didn't think it was important to make the cap to go on top of the block, but I don't know. It seemed like salt and pepper. Or, I don't know. Do you want fries with that? You want some caps with your block? Seemed like a good thing. So
it's still a pretty good edge of the business.
It's good to have it as an add-on for sure.
I never thought it would catch on the way it did. Yeah. But. When Keystone started up in Charlotte, we were the first distributor they had.
Yeah.
And we did well with it. But then a guy comes in one day and says, to keep your distributorship, you got to keep $50,000 worth of inventory all the time. I said, not a chance. I don't sell enough. I don't sell $50,000.
Yeah, it means they were doing well.
They were doing well.
So remember 4 or 5 years ago when you came in here begging me to sell this stuff, and now... they were doing better. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, kids' trains and all that. We were a distributor for them, and they dipped us for those.
So Mark is out of the landscaping business, but not out of landscaping totally. So when did you do that?
I
decided to go a different direction.
In 2000, right before the crash,
yeah,
we were, and I know Steve knows this, all the landscapers were buying. Every day you'd see the same guys. They're doing those track houses.
Yeah.
And you know, got that little $500 package, $1,000 package. Yeah. And all of a sudden they quit.
Yeah.
And every one of them told me how broke they were.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy called me up and said he wanted to start a nursery. Do I have any advice? I said, come buy this one.
Yeah.
I sold it to him.
It might have been a good
time. He went out a year later.
Yeah.
He didn't make it. He didn't see the wisdom of that. He was young.
That was like 08.
Now that was that old Gordon 07. Road.
Yes, that was on Gordon Road. And so I went in the liquor business. The only thing was selling was liquor. And then Old Darby's bought that from me.
Yeah.
And you almost went broke in the liquor business because Old Darby's could outcut you.
Well, it was interesting. I found out a lot about the liquor business.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew. I'd buy a plant for $2 and sell it for $8. You buy a bottle of liquor for $2, you sell it for $2.10. And you got to buy another one.
You got about quantity.
Yeah, so there's a little more to that, but it's all called quantity, and that means money. So
yeah, buying when you can, having money to buy when you can. So Mark's in real estate now.
Yes, sir. Golden Eye Realty on Ebenezer Road. You got that free punch.
Come on down.
I knew I'd get paid for something.
Where's it at on Ebenezer? You have an office on Ebenezer?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, we do. It's big Golden Eye sign.
Okay. Yeah.
I was going to say across from
Ebenezer Grill.
Fine Heart Realty. I didn't say that.
Dead air. That's all right. Well, that's good, man. That's good. You seem to be doing pretty well with that.
Well, I should retire, but I can't sit still.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I get up early on Saturday morning, come down here and talk with y'all. So
I
got to have something to do.
He's been in my store recently a couple of times getting stuff.
His wife won't let him retire.
Yeah.
She's not retired. He's not going to retire.
He still looks like he's in good shape. I think he can still keep working.
I'm fortunate. I got to retire and she hadn't retired.
Yeah.
But I couldn't work if I wanted to.
Yeah. Well, you put in your 43 years and 3 months.
Let's see.
I'm counting mine down, but I've got 8 years or more, so I don't know.
Whippersnapper.
Don't sound like that long, but I got 19 years at Carolina Fresh. So.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard to believe that. 20th anniversary. What kind of party are we going to have next year?
I don't know. We need to bring Tony back for their guitar.
Tony who? I'm joking.
Your brother-in-law that plays their guitar.
Yeah. I need to find that video. That's pretty funny. I bet we're going to put that on YouTube and see what happens with that. We get a lot of likes.
But anyway, people that haven't planted their gardens, probably this week would be a good time.
Get out there, man. There's some...
Hey, Tommy.
Grow all kind of stuff in you. If you got a spot in your yard, try to grow it, man.
Tommy, you ain't planted anything yet, man, because it's been too wet.
Now, you know how small my little lot is where I live.
No, exactly.
Don't tell Teresa this, but somewhere on that lot, I planted some corn. She's not going to see it, but.
Not going to say where, but anyway.
It's a secret.
It's that time for another break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
But each time it's out, I get the same old thing. Always no hooky doggies until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses.
You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and save money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
On another lovely day.
Let's make it a lovely day.
Every day's a lovely day.
Yeah, it is, really. Yeah. I like this time of year.
You like every time.
Not really. I don't like when it, I don't like extremes anymore. I guess you get older, you don't like the super cold, super hot, stuff like that. So.
I like it hot. I don't care about cold.
Well, you get old and cold.
Yep.
When I go somewhere now, I like to take a little jacket or something with me in case of, well, I like being cold.
When we were first married, I was the one burning up, but she was the one freezing to death.
Yeah.
Now she's opposite. Burning up, and I'm freezing to death. It don't take much for me.
Role reversal.
Pretty much.
Well, come out to Carolina Fresh today. We're already open. Opened at 8 o'clock till 2 o'clock today. We got a lot of fine young people out there to help you load pine needles, mulch, and we do have plants out there, mixed pots and hanging baskets and some vegetables and... You got good soil to put in there. That's where it starts, ain't it?
Yep.
Starts with the what's underneath, right, Mark?
Got to have that good soil.
Yeah.
Got to have good preparation.
Everybody moves down here, they're like, what is this dirt down here? Well, it's called dirt. It's clay. So it's not black, rich dirt like some other people have.
Well, contrary to what everybody thinks, plants will grow in clay.
Yeah.
And grow well in clay.
Well, Steve said to get your garden in. So I remember a billboard once said, get them in and get them growing.
I got a picture of that billboard on the wall.
Yeah.
That was 1980.
We remember what happened to that.
Yeah.
Amos Rice.
I wasn't there.
You didn't do that? Amos, you went with Amos that night?
Amos Rice shot it. I got more publicity.
I think it sounded like Mark may have been there with him. Mark was pointing at it.
Anyway.
Okay. We appreciate Mark coming on here today, mixing it up a little bit, talking about gardening and all kind of fun stuff. And good to see you, Steve. And
just tell me you'll come back.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Okay. Right,
good deal.
We'll have a verse on the time sometime.
All right, we'll wrap it up, old man.
That's right. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina's most